Welcome
back
to Tay Time Tea Club. As you can see, we did a little
new setup.
Did a little rejig. You know, I've been thinking about this for a while. You know, funny enough, the first time we recorded this, I was saying that we should do this.
Yeah.
Corner.
I wasn't willing to.
She didn't want to.
This whole thing that you see here
is always a mess.
Looking like nonsense. And now, don't get me wrong, it's still a lot. Like, I think if we were to get something for the house, it definitely wouldn't be this. Because I feel like this just shows too much.
I don't know. I
would need like something that hides.
I think it's nice.
Stuff. Like, say the bottom one, I'd like if there was like a door there.
Oh, like to hide all the little crap, you know, that you just keep here the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like that it shows stuff. Kind of, you know, like, funny enough, Shits and Gigs.
Yeah.
You know, they have the little thing that has all their like anime figures.
But
and
everything
the
is purposeful,
stuff.
You know? Well, it's like aesthetic, like. Yeah. It makes sense. Here, it's just a bunch, like a basket full of hair stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Because.
It's
because of you.
Yeah, I have a lot of hair stuff. What can I say?
My books look really cool in the corner.
Yeah.
As you can see, like my books look a lot cooler.
Wait, your controller's blocking the pretty.
I wanted the controller there to show the gaming aspect for myself. I can move it for you here. Look, guys, look. Like, I'll move it to be like here.
No, I said it's blocking the. Oh, the Japanese thing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the candles.
No.
Okay, but
we have these candles here. My chai candle.
Yeah, I wanted to show the little.
I'm such a chai candle lover. Oh my
god. Yeah, she does.
Love a chai candle.
She enjoys chai candles.
Like, I don't know, cinnamon everything for like, just.
We don't really like cinnamon to taste though.
I don't like cinnamon in food. I like it in sweeties because I associate it with like a dessert.
Like Auntie Anne's pretzel.
I'd love one today.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about it the last day as well.
Oh, I'd love one of those.
It just
today.
Doesn't work out well in it. Because it's either in Blanche or in town. So you have to go
is
to
the only location. Surely there's more Auntie Anne's.
No, there's only three locations. I looked. There's only three locations. And they're, you know, it's in New York.
Yeah, but it's an American company.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, like, it was in New York. Yeah. I saw it in New York.
I feel like I was.
Wait. Was it you I was with when I saw it in New York?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yes,
yeah.
It was on one of the nights out.
Hands.
Yeah, I was like, look,
the OG.
Hands. And it was open. I got one.
No, you didn't.
I could have. Maybe it wasn't you I was with then.
Maybe not.
Because I got one. I got one while I was in New York. I was like, oh, yeah.
Love Auntie Anne's.
But it wasn't the Romanian ones.
Yes, I wasn't willing to ruin that for myself. Like, guys, if you don't know Auntie Anne's, they make a lot of pretzels, like fresh pretzels. And they're so good and doughy and delicious. And I just love them.
But the batter is the same, though. So it doesn't matter who's making it.
I don't know. Is it the same? I feel like we don't
it
have
is.
As many
it's
preservatives in our
store. Oh, I think the American one definitely has more, like, preserves and all that.
Dough.
Inside the... But ours is a little more.
But that's...
Because our regulations are very much
they're
much
a lot tighter,
stricter.
Yeah.
A lot stricter over
like,
here than...
But I feel like the U.S. one would be... tastier, you know?
No, I didn't think it was tastier.
Okay.
I preferred
okay.
Our one here in Europe.
Okay.
So, Dublin. I've never had
I love their
else,
bagel.
So
oh my god, their bagel is phenomenal.
Bagel?
Like
American
bagels. American
bagels. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that I didn't even like their bagels. I'm not lying.
Yeah, I'm so sad you
I'm a European,
experience.
Guys.
No,
well,
I think
no, I'm Nigerian.
Had
but,
you gotten salmon cream cheese?
But I still got a normal bagel, though. Like,
no, it
in,
has to be like...
Like the bagel itself, you know, like the
you
bread.
You didn't like the bread.
I didn't like it that much, no. No. But you see, the funniest thing is, funny though, is one thing I really did enjoy when I was in America. First, back in San Francisco days, at work, in work day, every Friday, was it every Friday or every day? Every Friday. Mm. Oh, every day, I can't remember. Anyway, in the morning they had brought bagels, but it was only the bagel and like the spread.
Right.
There was no
like cream cheese
fillings.
Bagel.
Yeah, yeah. There was no fillings or anything like that. You just got different spreads and bagels. But oh my god, the bagels they brought, definitely the best bagels I ever had in my life. I don't know what those bagels
crack.
Had. Crack. Crack. Like they were so good. Guys, I don't think you understand how good those bagels were. They were just so tasty. And I would just eat it on its own. Like I'd always get like 5 bagels.
I know.
You know, like 5 slices.
Eat, like, crazy.
You know, 5 slices of bagel. I was like having such a good time. It was so good.
Was it like plain or like sesame or
they had different ones like with sesame and plain, but like the plain one was just
I love
golden.
How many different kinds they have. I wish in New York, but because we weren't really eating like that, I would have really liked to try one of their like strawberry cream cheese rainbow.
That's
cake.
Disgusting.
I would have just loved to try that because
it's not that good. Like sure, even like the Cheesecake Factory. Every time I ate those cheesecake, it was heavy.
I'd love to try
heavy.
One.
And I'm a big boy. I eat a lot. Like yeah. You know, like I eat a lot. You know, but those it's like it's not that it's filling. It's just heavy.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. You know, like their triple chocolate cake, cheesecake. Damn, that boy was heavy.
I don't think I would like that because I genuinely don't like American chocolate at all. And mm-hmm. The thing is, when we had the Levian cookies.
Oh, Levain's.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to be French. It's like, what is it? Like, there was like, croissant. And then they're like, oh, what did they say? Like, Americans respond. It's like, it's actually pronounced, you know, like in an American way. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
It's like a cheese puff. Not cheese puff, cheese puff.
I don't remember what it was, but yeah. Yeah. So when I had those cookies, delicious cookies, by the way, we had the walnut one, delicious. But when we had the chocolate one, the aftertaste of the chocolate ruined it for me.
Oh, yeah?
Like the cookie was good, but then the chocolate just ruined the whole experience.
I thought it was nice. I really like the
overpowering taste.
The nut one. But you know what's actually, I'm interested now though to see what the difference is because you know like, oh you saw on TikTok, you sent it to me, you're the one that sent it to me, that Dublin now has that like yes. own imitation of yes. like a Levain's bakery cookie place in, yeah or whatever. And so I'd be willing to try that and see. Today? No, God no. Today's Patrick's Day.
Yes, so happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
Yeah, this is what we're recording on Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's
Anyone
Day.
Who's actually from Ireland knows like, this is a terrible day to go, especially in Dublin. Like in Cork and Tralee, like it was calm still, but Dublin, oh my days, it's hell. Like I've been in Dublin for 6-7 years now. Yeah, you know I'm a Dubliner.
You're not in Dublin anymore.
No, but I'm still in Dublin. Anything around this area is Dublin. It's Dublin, the greater Dublin
area.
But
technically, we're kind of in
like
the woods.
I won't say where we are because I don't want any of you randomers to try
all our subscribers on Patreon
to snipe us. I don't care. You never know when, you know, whatever. But we are like quote unquote technically, I don't want to say it because actually that gives it away. We are right beside Dublin, like where the marker says like we have passed Dublin,
yeah.
But we are literally closer to Dublin than we are to the place we're meant to be in.
Yeah.
You know, as in like, if I walk, like I'm talking walking, like if I walk 30 minutes,
yeah.
I will be in Dublin.
Are we that close?
Yeah, we are that close. And then if I wanted to get into the actual place I'm in, I have to drive deep in.
Yeah.
You know, so like that's how close we are, you know, but
that we could still hit up Blanche or something today. I think it'd be that busy.
Yeah, but then I have to pay toll. I don't mind.
I don't like that.
But toll. Actually, it doesn't really matter because right now my rev account is like €3. So if they try to take the 30 quid, it's not coming out. It's not. But that's not because I'm broke, guys. I am broke. But it's actually because, what was I going to say?
Some people are pocket watching, so be careful.
Yeah, some people are pocket watching, indeed, you know. Because I started using my credit card a lot more now.
Credit card,
you know,
boy.
I'm trying to build up credit because I realized that I have like no credit, so I have to start using my credit card a lot more. Like I literally, like guys, you don't understand. Like I use it, and I just pay for it straight away. So I'm trying to get more into the habit. So what I was doing was I was getting it, using it, and then like literally, I would like pay for something and instantly repay it. You know, like instantly, like I'm talking like I paid €2 instantly, repay, and then it sends an email to me like, oh, you repaid. And I was getting annoying. So now I'm trying to be like, okay, I'm going to use it. And at the end of the month mm-hmm. I'll repay it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'd like, I to set a limit, be like, okay, I know this is my spending limit. Because what I do is I budget every month. Like I say like, okay, this is what my mortgage costs me. This is what this costs me. This is what that costs me. And I'll just be like, okay, this mm-hmm. is the breakdown. And then I'm like, okay, I want to save this much. I want to invest this much. Mm-hmm. And after all of that has been accounted for, then I'd be like, okay, whatever is remaining is my spending budget for the month. So what I'm planning to do is I do that obviously already. And then my spending budget, instead of adding it to my Revolut straight away, I will add it to my Revolut, but I won't use it directly for my Revolut. Like I even set my default card on my Apple Pay to my credit card.
But that doesn't that mean that your money for toll will get taken out of it?
No, because my toll is linked to my other card. Gosh, so true. That way it's like now it just charges automatically. What's it called? You know, I just tap everywhere to my credit card.
Yeah.
So then that way I'm like, okay, I can't spend over this month. This month I'm already over a bunch of guys. Shocker.
That's pretty
sure. You know, but
I feel like your budget is quite low.
No, my budget is actually really good. I like for actual spend. I think the problem is fuel. I always forget how expensive fuel is.
And the increase in the prices, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's why I filled up the tank last night. Like we went out for iftar last night. We went to Mac. We'll talk about that actually real quick. As well, we're just giving you a nice.
I love this is so chill.
Like, you know, this is like if this was the podcast, that should be a very good
episode.
Podcast,
yeah.
Obviously, you know what? We might actually end up doing this as a podcast episode.
We could, though,
yeah, to be honest, you know, just to change things up.
But there's no rules, we make the rules.
Yeah, we make the rules, to be honest. I mean, I like this. Could
just,
like,
I prefer the mics for the,
yeah, obviously, but we can always, matter. We can, it doesn't really matter, honestly, you know, especially now that the podcast episodes we're not really editing. I'm not editing anyway.
I have been.
Yeah.
I gave myself a goal of like at least two a day.
But anyway, on the side note, we keep deterring. Like that, I guess that's the beauty of it. But we went to Mac last night. Mm-hmm. It was actually really a nice restaurant to break our iftar. What did you think of it yourself?
I loved it. You know, I really liked it. I thought it was going to be like this kind of like really bougie, really like whatever. And don't get me wrong, it's a very nice, beautiful place. But like, I feel like the prices are very reasonable. Even like a 12 euro for a cocktail is a good price these days.
Yeah.
Like we've gone to places where it was like a mocktail, 16, though. 17. No. All the cocktails. I think we paid less for the mocktail.
Okay. I didn't even look at the bill.
No, I looked at the menu. So. And they were like 12, and I was like, oh my god, this is so decently priced.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the mocktails, and there were like decent portions as well. Yeah. And they tasted good. I thought the food was good. The portions were very good. Like the bao buns, usually they get tiny.
The salt and pepper was prawns were very tasty, but yeah. I don't think they were worth the price.
They weren't worth the
because the portion size was terrible for that.
But like, they were good though.
But they were very nice. Like, don't get me wrong, guys. Everything we ate there was really good. Like, I was actually really shocked. That was really good. That was really good. You know, I would actually go again. Like, you know, it's mad because there's a lot of restaurants that we go to that we would never go again. I think we can count on our hands.
The amount that we actually
I'm saying, like, excluding fast food restaurants because Nicole and I are fast food gremlins. Yeah. Let me not lie.
Yeah.
You know? So if you exclude fast food restaurants, I think, can we? So Charlie's.
That's literally fast food.
No, I don't count
Charlie's as fast food. Charlie's is fast food.
Charlie's is not fast food.
You get your food really fast.
No, Charlie's is not fast
food.
It's
not a dining.
Rice, whatever.
It's not a dining restaurant.
No, okay, I get you, but I still don't count Charlie's as fast food. I think because it's still cleaner. It's still too clean. Like, we're talking about cleanness, right? Okay, so Charlie's, let's give ourselves that grace.
Okay, fine.
Mac now. I would go to Mac multiple times now.
I
have enjoyed it. I can't think of anything else really now. Off the top of my head.
We've gone back several times to McKenzie's.
I don't really like it though.
It's not like a place that it has flopped every, back there.
Every time we've gone to McKenzie's.
Like, let's not come back here.
I always say that.
Yeah.
I always say to Nicoletta,
yeah, I agree.
I don't enjoy going to McKenzie's. Why are we here?
I agree.
I don't like it.
Same with Isabel's. We keep going
every
back.
Time.
I'd never
Do you know
like
the
it.
Thing? So, guys, this I enjoy Isabel's pancakes.
Yeah.
I love their pancakes. But my problem is, anytime I eat pancakes, they go right through me.
No, but
pancakes.
I think it's those pancakes.
Is
it all pancakes always?
I don't know.
Maybe it's
pancakes.
Fresh cream.
Maybe it is. I don't know what it is.
Cream.
Pancakes go right through me.
Yeah.
Right? So I love their pancakes, and I would go back for their pancakes. But one, there's two things, maybe three things. One, it goes right through me, so I'm always like, oh. It cuts my time in town short because I'm like always conscious, like I need to go to the bathroom probably like within like 30 minutes after I eat this.
Isabel
right?
has nice bathrooms though.
You know, yeah, but I don't like going to the bathroom outside. And then two, I'm like, I always feel like pancakes are a waste of money because yes, they're tasty, but I get no like real protein benefit from them. You know, so I'm just like, oh, it's just a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are the real two things that stop me. So like it's, and then obviously like, I always think all their burgers and all those things, they're so overpriced because, like,
I agree.
It's
we
so
went
expensive
there
for
dinner
no
once and it was ridiculous.
I hated dinner. I'm not going to say who we went with. We went with a group and I hated dinner in Isabel.
It was a group
there
that
was,
made
like,
it, not
there
like...
Was, yeah, exactly. There was, like, nothing to eat. for me personally.
So you had the steak or something?
I don't know. I didn't even have the steak because the steak was way too expensive. It was the other guy that had the steak.
Oh.
You know, but I had the, I can't remember what it was, but I had something and I didn't really enjoy it.
No, there actually, there are a few places that we've gone back to again and again. There's Fujiyama's.
Okay. Musashi's.
Musashi's, Fujiyama's. And Fujiyama. Erisu.
Erisu.
The, what's the noodle
The ramen bar.
The ramen bar.
Yeah.
And the noodle place with the duck.
Oh, Bullet.
Bullet.
I'm sick of Bullet now, though.
But I would go back. As in, like...
Do you know what killed Bullet for me?
What?
The cabbage they put in it. I don't know. It killed it for me. Okay. Before when... And also, I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong. Their duck is very fresh. It's very nice.
Yeah.
But I really don't enjoy... I don't know. There's a certain way they mix it all together now.
Yeah.
That it just tastes off for me.
I agree. The cabbage just tastes off.
It does.
But I'll eat it.
Yeah, no. I'm not really a big fan of Bullet anymore.
I don't know. But there are a few restaurants that we've gone back. Like, if we're like, let's go.
Yeah. Like, the ramen bar. I do enjoy the ramen bar. Musashi's. I think, but we just enjoy Japanese food. Because I love sushi.
Asian. Because like, Erisu is Korean BBQ. Yeah. And I love going there.
Oh, I love Erisu so much.
Erisu is very good.
I love Erisu.
We've gone
so
back
much.
A lot. Well, several times to...
We were trying to go to Erisu yesterday, actually. But we just didn't want to risk that we'd go and there wouldn't be a place we're walking.
Yeah. You know? And then we're like, our tire is ruined.
Yeah.
What was that place across from Erisu?
Oh, Crew.
Crew. Like, we've gone back to Crew, but I wouldn't say it's like... On top of the list.
I wouldn't.
The first time we went, it was the amazing. Best time. And then it
was downhill
ever
from
again.
There. It was downhill from there ever since. It's never
like
been good
hummus
since then.
And like bread. And, oh, it was just.
But you want to go for the seafood boil there, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Like, I've never had a seafood boil, but I would be interested in trying their seafood boil. Like, but town must be crazy right now. But the thing is, the question is like, if town is crazy busy, but like.
Are restaurants
busy? Because everyone's just too busy getting shit faced.
Because that's what happened last night as well.
Yeah, like everyone was just the restaurant. No one was in the restaurants. Oh my god, guys! So, if you don't know, there's this woman called Nara Smith, right? Oh. There's this woman called Nara Smith. If you know, you know. You know what? I think we should put this as a
because
I think it's really enjoyable. So, like, you guys are getting something that we were thinking of putting on the Patreon, but you know what? I decided last minute to put this because this is just a good, fun conversation. And like, the Patreon is actually really for people who want stories. Let me not lie, like, you know, but
I'm sure they're here to love us,
you know. So, but what was I saying? Oh, there's Nara Smith, if you've seen her on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And Nara Smith is this woman who's like seen as like, right now she has, so it's actually, what was it, contention? There's contention around her, right? Where there's a massive camp, pretty much every man, like I'm not in this camp because I don't really care. I'm an outsider looking at the like circus that's going on. Circus. Every man loves her.
Right.
Right. Not because of like, oh, she's so beautiful. Or don't worry, she's a pretty lady and everything. She's pregnant and everything. And she has a husband. But like every man loves her just because of she's like a perfect mother, wife, right? And then women have a big contention. As in, like, I have seen both sides. Mm-hmm. As in, I have seen women try to destroy this woman, being like, she's so pick me. Oh, my God, she's, like, sending us back, you know? And then all other women being like, no, she's actually a perfect example of a mother and a wife. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what we should be striving to be like. But obviously, the beauty about feminism is everyone decides what the fuck they want to be, and we shouldn't really be having this argument in the first place. But so to give you a little... breakdown after all that of who Nara Smith is. She's like kind of like a model / like person.
But
like personality.
I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about the women creators like her and Emily Mariko, who are really like wealthy women, whatever, who have a good education because there's a lot of Emily. Is that her name, Emily?
I'm not too
I
sure.
I think so. There's a lot of... you know, like, they have all this education, all for what? To just be, like, stay-at-home wives and, like, cook food, you know? And there's been a lot of, like, this is setting us back because why aren't you, like, pursuing your career or, like, whatever?
But not everyone wants to pursue what they studied, though.
And I agree, but it's like, oh, my God, look at all these examples of, you know, this is what they're setting as examples.
But I guess, like...
And it's like, oh, us as women, like, we fought so hard, right? And they fought so hard only to still end up being content doing what we have been set out to do for such a long time.
Okay. Okay. And I think it's a good conversation. And I'm going to let's use the Nara Smith one as a perfect example, right? Like, to give, as I said, I was giving some context. It's like, Nara Smith is a model. That is her job. She models. Mm-hmm. Like, she is, and now she's an internet personality as well. She's both. I don't know what her husband is, but I know he's rich and whatever and does whatever, whatever. He seems to be known as well. I think he's a model as well. Either way, they're very wealthy individuals. Both of them individually are wealthy individuals, right? Mm-hmm. But Nara has taken on, because she just wanted to do it, to take on social media and just do more, right? Like, post, like, her actual, like, she's not doing it for a show. Mm-hmm. This is what she actually does. Like, this has been confirmed for a long time that this is what she actually does. Like, you know? And it's like, she has, I think she has two kids already, and she's pregnant now with a third, or you can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong in the comments of, like, one and maybe the second. Anyway, she is, like, very caring. Like, for example, like, and this is the example, like, I saw when I saw the video of, it was a woman bashing her, then a man saying, like, why are you bashing her? And then it was, and then I went to go watch the original video.
Okay.
So it was her, like, essentially her kids wanted cereal, mm-hmm. right? And so, yes, because she has two kids, she does. So her kids wanted cereal, and then she was like, you know what? It's a whatever day, I don't know what a day it is. Like, you know, I wasn't really doing much work. And she made cereal from scratch for the kids.
Right.
Like, she, like, made cereal from scratch.
Which is not that, like, hard, by,
you
the
know?
Way.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's hard. I'm not saying it's, but I'm saying it's admirable. Like, you know, that your kids are like, oh, I want this. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to make this from scratch. Just because it's like her love language, right?
Right.
Like, you can tell that cooking and taking care of her kids is her love language for her kids. And then obviously she was like, and then she made, like, pancakes or whatever else. And obviously the husband ate as well. And he was like, oh, this is great, whatever. And then, like, she does other things. Like, you know, like, for example, she'll bake bread from scratch. She'll do a lot of things from scratch and, like, do all these things like juice or whatever. Cause she enjoys doing it. And she, yeah. And then she likes making her family happy, right?
But, like, the whole time you're talking, I'm like, my grandmother.
Once again.
My grandparents.
But I think there's a difference slightly because, like, let's be honest, your grandma was probably a little bit more forced to do those things than she would have wanted
to.
Like,
she didn't have a choice. We are, like,
or like Romanians.
She had to work and do these things.
Exactly, you know? Whereas, like, in Nara Smith's situation, she doesn't have to do these things. She could easily get someone to do these things, but she wants to do it because it's her love language to her mm-hmm. kids. And that's where I'm coming from, the aspect of, like, women bashing her for mm-hmm. doing that makes no sense, because that's the whole point of feminism, is to, like, allow women to do what they want. And, like, it's not like she's promoting. She's never once ever said, like, oh,
women should do this.
Yeah. She has never, like, and I've seen a few of the contention around her. And I went, like, because I don't like just taking other people's face values. I, like, scroll through, like, pages and whatever. And, like, she just talks about, like, her, she literally just does her day in the life. Going, like, hey, I was doing this today. I was doing that today. And it's not like, hey, girls, you should do this. It's literally just like, this is my life and this is what I like to do. Like, I sometimes go work as a model. Right now, I'm currently pregnant, so I'm not working as much. Mm-hmm. And these are just things I'm doing. And obviously, like, it's making her money because people are watching her content, promoting her content. So she does collabs and she makes money off social media. So it's, but she's not ever saying, like, women should go do these things. And she's just displaying how she lives her life and her love language for her family. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's a different story now if she was going out and being like, hey guys, oh my God, I'm doing this because this is what a real mother should do.
Oh, no.
This is what a real,
like,
wife should
I've
do.
I've never seen, like, women, you know, do that. I've had an issue, though, with this discourse from the men's side, right? Because even when you were like, oh, you know, she made cereal from scratch and stuff, and it's like, okay, 5 days in a row, I have made so many meals at home from scratch for you. I've made a freaking Chick-fil-A sauce from scratch, right, at home. I've made a chopped cheese. Yeah. I've, like, gone out of my way to do these things. But I feel like you are a lot more impressed by someone making cereal at home than
oh, no, no. Oh, my God. Nicole's trying to throw me under the bus. Guys, I was not. No,
and,
I was.
And I feel like, no, but what I'm saying is, like, I didn't say that you didn't appreciate my work, right? I'm saying you were impressed by such a small thing, right? Mm. I guess because we don't hear people making cereal at home, whatever. That's relevant. But what I'm saying is, I feel like a lot of men would fall under that umbrella of, like, not realizing what they have at home and how much their women do for them, but being impressed by someone making cereal online.
Okay, but I don't. But let me not lie. I don't think the people who are in this discourse are married men. I really don't think.
Okay.
I don't really think it is. I don't think it's men.
I think a lot of them are.
No, I think it's mostly single guys. Mm. explaining as to what woman they feel needs to be in their life for them to take, to give them everything. Because, like, for example, one of the ones I saw, I've seen lots of different takes, some good, some bad. And this is one I would say was, it was good at the start, but it fell short on me at the end, where he essentially started saying, like, women hating this woman for just doing what she wants are part of the problem. I agree. Because she's just being herself. You're hating, she's not trying to promote anything. You're just hating her because you're hating her, which makes no sense. But then, where he said is like, and that's the statement I said to you last night, that he was saying that it's like, oh, when a woman is doing this much for you, of course you want to go and make, give her the world. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're going to try and make as much money as possible to give her the world because she's doing all these things. She's showing, quote unquote, what a perfect mother and feminine, like, wife, everything, mm-hmm. like, right? Which I kind of have a problem with, because who's to say that this is the perfect wife, mother, whatever? What works for you is not necessarily what works for someone. Like, as I said, this seems to be her love language. That's what she enjoys doing. Just because your wife isn't out here, like, making cereal from scratch, making chipotle sauce from scratch, mm-hmm. or doing any of these things from scratch, doesn't mean she doesn't love you. Mm-hmm. Like, she can show in other ways. She can still be a good mother. She can take, like, don't get me wrong. I think women like yourself, Lara Smith, whatever, I would say are actually in the minority of women overall, like, from in our current generation anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's much women that are out here trying to be subservient to any man, which is completely, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's completely fair. You know, I think it's absolutely fair. And I don't think any woman should feel like she needs to be subservient to any man. And when I say that, I mean, like, cooking for him, doing this, doing that, doing whatever. You don't have to do any of those things. You're both two grown adults. You should be cohabitating, doing the best, mm-hmm. right? And you do based off what works for you, mm-hmm. right? So for men to be out there being saying, like, oh, if my wife isn't doing this, I don't want it. It's like, okay, be specific, saying, like, for me.
Yeah.
Like, this is the type of woman I'm looking for, right? Not saying that women are trash if they're not doing this, you know? Because, like, once again, like, if you're both, take Nara Smith's example. They are both wealthy, working. She could easily take care of the kids and have a cook and a nanny, mm-hmm. right? And it's still the same thing. The same things are still getting done. Mm-hmm. Someone is cooking something from scratch, whatever. And she's still taking care of the kids whenever she has time, whatever. You know, like, is there an argument to be made that, oh, it's not as intimate growing up with someone else helping you take care of kids? Yes, no, teach their own.
Look at the Kardashians, you know, they're all
or whatever, you know, exactly. But either way, it's like, the person is still present, so on and so forth, right? So, like, the idea behind it, I'm saying, is more like, hey, guys, one, shouldn't be, like, so overpraising this woman in the sense of, like, oh my God, like, she is what every woman should strive to be, because not every woman is the same. Everyone's different. The same way every guy is different, every woman is different. We're not a freaking monolith. No one's a monolith. And two, women who are hating this woman for just being who she is and, like, expressing her own love language, that's also stupid, because, like, why are you attacking a woman for just who she wants to be?
Yeah.
And that's personally my take anyway.
But would you argue that even in our generation, a lot of men still value those things from their partner? Because I won't lie, you're the only man I've talked to that doesn't ask that of their partner.
Well, I think definitely the percentage is very high. Absolutely. I think we are definitely in a situation where a lot of men do want more traditional women, right? Mm-hmm. I do think it is definitely like that. Like, it's like the men who want to be in relationships, not the men who, or even the men.
Even the men who don't.
The men who are single who say they want to be in relationships, but in reality they don't want to be in relationships, are saying the same thing, right? And I think it comes from the sense, like, from my perspective, is that women are becoming a lot more independent of themselves.
Yeah.
They're well more, like, women are now far more educated than men overall. Women are very independent. They don't require men to survive anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, before, back in the day, like, a woman literally could not survive without a man because mm-hmm. she probably couldn't get a job, you know, legally or whatever. You know, now it's like they can do a lot of things on their own. So women are like, why do I need to do everything my mother, my grandmother did to please you and still do everything you're doing as well to survive, like, as in, like, work, have a job, cook, clean, whatever. So I'm doing double the work for, like, less of the payout, mm-hmm. you know, or either the same payout, quote unquote, right? And so, whereas men are like, I want someone who's going to be a great mother figure, going to be a great wife, whatever, trophy wife, essentially. And I think a lot of guys resonate with that just because, like, I've seen so much podcasts, read so much, and, like, once again, like, I know this is a topic that's just beat, like a dead horse, but it, I guess it's because it is, I think, and that's one thing I always think about is like the reason it's beaten so much is because it's an issue that constantly
arises
within our generation.
Yes.
Right? And I think a lot of guys do want more like submissive, subservient women or whatever, whatever. I'm not really in that camp because I guess my problem is, let me give you like, and maybe it's coming from even a place of like selfishness. And right. I know I'm rambling, guys, as I always do.
It doesn't matter.
But it comes from a place of selfishness. It's, don't get me wrong, I like women's rights. I like whatever. But it's not because of women that actually got me in this position of having that thought process. It's because of myself where it's like, I don't like being reliant on anyone, man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want a day for Nicola to wake up and then just be able to flip a switch on me and be like, I always do this, 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 and this for you. You don't do shit. You can't do mm-hmm. shit. I never, not even just neglect, take anyone. I never want anyone to be able to say those words to me. I'm like, I am my own person. I build my own self.
Self-sufficient.
You know, I'm self-sufficient. And that is why I'm very much like that. Whereas like, I would, no matter who the woman is in my life, I don't want her taking care of me because I don't want ever for someone to turn around and be like, I took care of you. Okay. I don't need your shit. I can do my shit myself. You can leave. I'm good. All right. And because I had the mentality, I guess I've never had the idea of like, oh, women being subservient, XYZ, mm-hmm. whatever. And then with that, I'm able to be like, okay, so why would women have to be subservient? Because I'm like, as a man, can you not take care of yourself? Mm-hmm. Can you not do your own laundry? Can you not clean your own dishes?
Do you think that like growing up in a household where you actually saw both parents do that helped you as well? Like, had you grown up in a family where like a lot of people see their moms do everything?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, my mom did a lot of stuff in the house. But, like, I always have to give credit as well a little bit to my dad. Because, like, for example, in other houses, like, other African Nigerian households, like, I have never, and I mean never, seen a man wash dishes.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
But my dad was literally the main person to wash dishes in my house. Like, and when I say dishes, as in, like, obviously if my mom cooks, she washes the dishes herself, right? Because she's the one cooking and whatever. And my mom was the main person cooking. But, like, if we were all eating or whatever and there are dishes, my dad would just wash all our dishes. He just did it, like, just because he's like, whatever. He didn't faze him, right? You know? And don't get me wrong, my dad still has that Nigerian mentality of, like, mom knows, whatever. Like, that's a whole different story. But, like, that was still one thing that I saw him actively do. Yeah. I have, like, you know, as in, like, my dad, like, I...
But you might not realize how that, like... Maybe for him it was something small, despite being like, you know, men, feminine roles. Mm. But like that was still something small that he's like, yeah, I can do this. That might have impacted you a lot growing up.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, because like seeing like my dad actually do so. And like, for example, like my because like at a point in time, it was like just due to Ireland, whatever. Like that's a whole different story. Like my mom was one that actually had a job. My dad didn't have a job at the current time because like he was doing stuff remotely, like in Nigeria and whatever. So like sometimes he wouldn't have work, sometimes he would, right? And so like my dad would be at home and like he would do the washing, like put on the clothes to the wash, and he'd like, you know,
mm-hmm.
clean up and do the laundry, like a lot of the folding clothes. I see my dad do that. And that's a lot of things like you can see in our relationship that I do as
you
well.
Do, yeah.
You know, and it's like I've seen my dad do all those things, right? Like, you know, and I've never had, and so I was like, yeah, like it's not that uncommon to do. I know. And obviously one big props I also give is my mom, obviously, because my mom made me do a lot of chores when I was younger. She like made me take care of my brothers and made me take care of myself, because
mm-hmm.
she's like, you need to be sufficient of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously
you're the oldest child,
you know, like oldest child, whatever, which makes me a lot more self-sufficient than whatever. So I don't, and because as I said, like I did a lot of things with myself and I was always I'd never expected ever like for a woman to take care of me.
Yeah.
You know. And so, like...
But would you say that experience and being the way you are, like, makes it difficult for you to be... to allow yourself to be taken care of?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't like being taken care of.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it because I feel like I owe the person. Like, I always feel like I always feel like, oh, it's... And I know it's not quid pro quo, but in my brain, it's quid pro quo, right? Like, it's like... Oh, Nicolette has done this. Like, because Nicolette loves cooking. She loves cooking for me and loves cooking. And I don't enjoy it in the sense of I don't like that she's always trying to cook. Like, because she wants to, right?
I enjoy it.
You know, because she enjoys it.
Yes.
I eat just because I love eating, but I don't like cooking, right?
Yeah.
And but I would still rather cook just so Nicolette doesn't have to cook for me because I'm like, I don't want to owe her anything. But she wants to do it so much that before we used to fight about it, now I just let her do the cooking. So I'm like, okay, let me try to do other things to like at least make up for it. Like, and it sounds bad, but like that's just how it is for me in my head, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and it's not like, oh, I don't care. It's like I generally just don't like the idea of owing people favors, even though I know I don't owe you a favor. You know, it's just like but it's always there in the back of my head.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously I think I've progressed a long way from like.
Oh yeah. That. You have, but like it's still pretty tough. Like I think for you to even sit down and like say enjoy a meal without like, well, let me just go make sure the kitchen is clean or something.
Yeah,
to because make sure I'm doing something.
I don't know. It's just so weird. Like for yourself, like how do you feel like in your house, so like your upbringing? Because like obviously you're essentially the opposite of me.
Yeah,
you know, a little bit.
So in Ireland, my dad did a lot of the household stuff.
Yeah,
and I grew up seeing that. So that's something like, you know, he's a really clean guy and. Both my parents are, which mm-hmm. like really helped for me to be like, this is not a feminine role or a masculine yeah. role, it's an everybody role. So I think that my perception was always like, just split up the work.
Exactly.
Like, and everyone is able to be self-sufficient, right? But I think for a while I was very like, I ain't doing nothing for nobody, you know, like I'm not like doing this for like no man or whatever. And then, you know, you grow up and you're like, actually, this is definitely a way for me to show love to someone. And like, I love cooking and like experimenting with like different things. And I love doing it for you because you enjoy to eat. So, and like, you know, when someone's like enjoying your food, it's like, oh, it feels so nice, you know, for someone to just enjoy what you made. So like, I don't know, like, I find it like cute that you're like, oh, let me do this, or like, let me do that. But it's also like, it's something that I really appreciate because it's not like it goes by unnoticed as like, oh, he has to do this because I did this. It's like, he doesn't have to do this. You know, I cooked and I'm more than happy to like clean up. And I think the problem as well, and I've noticed in like, you know, some of our friendships, I very much seem like I'm setting back feminism a little bit.
That's like, what I was going
to
ask you.
Like the Nara Smith.
I was just about to ask you, how do you feel you play into that whole Nara Smith, whatever situation?
I definitely do play into it because I like to clean, I like to cook, I like to take care of the home. And that's just a role that I like to take. Financial responsibility is not my forte. So I know where I stand. And it's not that, like, you know, I do feel it in certain friendships or with certain girlfriends that I'm talking to. And it's like, I could never do this or like,
because you have a lot of strong independent women in your life.
I really do. Yeah. I really do. And don't get me wrong, I feel like I'm a strong independent woman.
No, I just mean as in like who are very like job financially driven people. Yeah.
Very financially driven and very like 50-50 and stuff like that. And sometimes I feel like, you know, when like even admitting it feels wrong, like I'm taking a step back because I feel like I'm setting a bad example because I'm so stuck in the back olden days. But I'm trying to come to terms with the fact that feminism, like you said, is just letting women do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Like, if this is what makes me happy, and genuinely it does, like, taking care of, you know, the house and you and, like, you know, potential family, kids, that is what makes me happy. And, like, why not let me be happy? But like, it's hard because it's like, oh, but what does that say about you, that making you happy, you know? Like, what does that say about you as a woman in this world, not like fending for financial freedom on your own and stuff like that? I don't know. I'm very like, build wealth together and, you know, build family together. So I don't know. I feel like sometimes when I have these conversations, I try to hold back on you know.
But then do you, like, a good question, I guess, is do you think if, let's say, you were in a more high-paying role, like, let's say you're in a very more high-paying role, maybe a little bit more demanding of yourself, and you're making, like, six figures. Like, you say you're making six figures, making a lot of money. Do you, and then you're, obviously, that means you can take care of yourself. Like, financially, you can take care of yourself. And now you've built up the skills financially overall, like, you know about investing long-term and everything. Do you think that would change your perception a little bit more? Like, because now, not only do you have, like, for example, you would be completely unreliant on me, mm-hmm. right? You would be able to have money saved up, have money invested, have money, whatever. And then you're also be able to, like, essentially do anything you wanted to do without ever thinking about, like, oh, does Ruth have these bills? And I know that you're not thinking about that, but I'm just saying, you are now very well financially in the position. Would you think it would change your mentality around doing those things a little bit more? That you might be like, oh, I have the money. Would I not just, like, maybe buy whatever instead or do this instead of, and, like, maybe not take care of the home? Especially because, like, if we're in a dual income household where we're both making a crazy amount of money, there's a lot of things we could just outsource.
Yeah.
So do you think your perception would change?
I guess we'll find out when I have the money. No, I don't think so, because I'm not financially driven.
Mm.
I've never been one to chase money. That's not what brings me joy and happiness. Mm,
okay.
And, like, don't get me wrong, like, obviously money is good and, like, whatever. But I've never been one to chase the bag like that. Like, I like to have enough to be able to get by. But I think no matter, like, say I end up doing, like, full-time content creation or something, right? And I'm making, like, bank off that. That would never stop me from doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
Because, like, I like I said, it's what makes me happy. And I feel like if we're outsourcing it to, like, a personal chef or something, I'm like, I won't feel fulfilled.
You don't think you could be like a Kardashian where, like,
you know,
you have a chef making the meals for everybody in the house?
I don't think I would enjoy that.
Would you not enjoy it for yourself that you're not the one that has to cook? Like, is your awesome?
No, because I like cooking. Like, I like doing it. That's like saying, like, oh, say I'm a full-time editor, right?
Yeah.
And genuinely, that's just what I love doing. And now you're outsourcing this editing job and you're, like, kind of left with feeling a little empty. And I know this from Emma Chamberlain, who did the exact same thing. Okay. And she was like, I felt like I was losing my creative freedom, you know, to edit and play around, because that's what I truly enjoyed. So for me, it's like, I truly enjoy, like, cooking and, like,
all these things,
taking care of you.
But would you have a house cleaner? Would you do that one at least? Like,
I think it depends how big the house is, right?
Yeah, like, not a big house, like a decent normal size, like four, let's say 4 or 5 bedroom.
I don't, maybe like once a month for a deep clean or something like that.
But you wouldn't have, like, something outsourced fully. And then I guess, like, to kind of, like, tie up that question then for you is, do you feel like women who, and obviously, like, you can't speak for all women because women are not modeling, but just, like, from your perspective, do you feel like if you don't desire wealth as a woman, you're more likely to be more traditional? Like, if you're not chasing,
that's a good question, actually.
Yeah, if you're not chasing wealth,
that's a good question.
You find joys in more of the traditional aspect of relationships or womanhood or whatever you'd like to say. You know, like, is it because it seems like, because that's one thing I also notice is, like, for example, like, as you're thinking about it, your mom does not think money is deep.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom does not think money is deep. And your mom is a very big example of, like, someone I call a traditional woman. Like, you know, like, she enjoys, like, cooking, baking, cleaning, the whole thing. She loves, like, this woman cannot sit down. Like, she was at our house, she had to go clean our windows for us. You know, like, guys, it's crazy. This woman is crazy.
She cannot relax.
You know, she cannot relax. You know, she loves doing all those kind of, like, tasks. So, and she's also someone who does not care about money. She thinks money is meant to be spent. When, like, she believes you should save money, because obviously, but she believes money is for spending. It's not to just be hoarded, right?
To enjoy it.
Like, you know, to enjoy it. So do you think, like, women who believe and don't put, not even believe in, like, who don't put importance on money are more likely to find joy in those more, like, small tasks? Like, you know,
I think that's potentially true.
You know?
I think that could be potentially true. I don't know. Maybe I'm like this because my mom was like this.
Mm.
You know, maybe it has nothing to do with it. Maybe it's just hereditary.
Hereditary.
Like, I just got it because she's like that. But potentially, like, because if I was, like, money driven, I would be more inclined to view the world in a, oh, I'm a woman, I can do everything that a man does. And, you know, almost like, and don't get me wrong, I'm very, like, for women. Like, I'm very for women, but I think that maybe I would be more inclined to compete with men and want to climb the corporate ladder and, like, you know, be the CEO or, like, whatever. Potentially, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
How I would be, like, I guess. But, I don't think I've ever been, like, financially driven in.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, curious, like, because I know obviously, like, it doesn't go hand in hand, but if there's, like, a little bit of a, like the less, because like, I do notice, like, for example, a lot of men who don't have any importance on money mm-hmm. are much more able and willing mm-hmm. and relaxed being like a house husband.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I have noticed that. Like, don't, and obviously, like, even myself, I kind of like defeat that purpose of that, what I'm saying, and like my father as well. Like, as in, like, I do things even though I'm very financially driven. Mm-hmm. But I have noticed that a lot of guys I know that don't care about money are also the guys who are very willing to, like, have the woman more in the dominant, like, financial role.
But you know what you touched on there about, like, doing stuff and going against what you're saying?
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't think that has anything to do with, like, roles. I think that has to do with respect for you, like being self-sufficient. I think everyone should be able to do that.
Absolutely,
everyone should be, no matter what, right? And I think it's also respect for me and like the relationship, as in like you're noticing that, you know, I'm doing a lot, so you feel like, let me take on some stuff so that she doesn't have to do everything. Exactly. Whether you're seeing it as owing me or like not, you know, you wouldn't do it had I not been doing it.
Exactly.
So it's just like, at the same time, you know, even if you're 100% financial provider and I'm 100% stay-at-home mom, like, I think you helping with anything in the house is just out of respect for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and but then that, like, poses the question of, like, oh, then would that mean that I should go try make some money to try help you out a little bit? You know, like, I don't know. I think it's different.
Yeah, definitely. I know, it's pretty interesting. It's just... because we were discussing that kind of like Nara Smith thing yesterday. We were at Mac. It's funny that all of this came from us Mac, talking yeah. about restaurants and stuff like that. But yeah, no, it was one of those things that like came to my mind. And
because Girly Pop walked in with a huge Bottega.
Yeah, so, bag. Oh my God. Like, that was where I was actually meant to go in my story. So essentially, in that Nara Smith thing, her husband bought her like this Louis Vuitton bag and this Bottega Veneta bag, right? Like the brand new one. And then there was a Girly Pop that came in here with her mans. Like, you know, I already knew the mans was wearing the lace, the shoes with the rope laces, you know, and wearing those like skinny, like Amiri jeans. Like, guys, I know my stuff. You like, do you know. Your stuff, yeah. And then she instantly walked in with this Bottega, this green.
It was green. Sorry, it was red. Brown.
It was brownish red. Because, sorry, the one that Nara Smith got was green. This girl brought the brownish, reddish Bottega Veneta back. And I was like, damn.
Imagine it was a fake.
I know pocket watching a little bit. No.
Yeah.
That, no, it can't be. The bag is brand new.
Like, but I haven't.
You know, it's only come out.
Check it out.
It's only come out. So it's only come out recently, as far as I'm aware. And like, you know, and it looked pretty real to me anyway. Yeah. You know, like, but I'm no visual. Yeah, like, yeah. But like, oh my God, I was like, damn. Girl,
do you think that men who are very financially well off and women that are very caring for the household should be rewarded, like, you know, like men who are the predominant financial provider,
yeah,
should
like they're taking on all the bills, whatever, yeah, whatever.
They should reward their partners.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, guy, they're doing everything at home.
Yeah,
you might as well give them, like, because otherwise they don't have the money to afford those things that they want. Like,
but no, actually, they did.
Oh, so you're saying as in like. Like Nara Smith's situation. Yeah. She has enough money to buy those things herself. But her husband bought it for her. Yeah, it makes sense because it's kind of like your way of showing appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to show appreciation because if you are not doing anything household, like, for example, like if you cook, I clean, right? Take for example, or whatever. That's like my way of showing appreciation. Besides just saying like, oh, thank you for the food and showing actual appreciation, me cleaning up afterwards, like, so you don't have to do any extra work on top of the work you're doing, is showing appreciation. Mm-hmm. So like, if you're not doing that, you need to show appreciation somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, it seems like monetary, but like, if they want something, you should have to provide that want. Because they're providing you for all these things. You know, like, even if, like, take for example, because then some guys will be like, oh, but I'm the one paying for the groceries and then she's just cooking it. It's like, yeah, but when you go out to a restaurant, you pay for the food and cooking it. And it's like
a lot more.
And then they're like, oh, it's the same thing. You know, like, as in, like, they're saying that it's the same thing as me going out to eat.
Okay.
You know, I provide the money and they give me the food. You know, so like, it's like, but like, that's not how this works because she doesn't have to do it for you, like, whatever, even if you're a different national thing. And it's because, as you said, the whole respect thing, you're saying, I respect you and I appreciate you. I see you and I want to make you happy too,
because
you are making me happy.
Aww. That's so cute.
Yeah. But Girly Pop with the Bottega Veneta bag had money. She had peas. It could have been her man's because he was nice, but she could have also, to me, let me not lie, when I saw both of them, like, because I think most people would be like, oh my God, he's taking such good care of her. I saw it as she's taking good care of him. I don't know why, but she looked like she commanded the presence. Like, she was one.
A similar vibe.
She walked in first. And don't get me wrong, she was like your lady walk in first. But she didn't walk in first as in, like, he held the door for her. It was like, I'm coming in. I am the one doing this.
I booked this.
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And then it's like, sit down, boy. You know, like she was really giving me, like, I am the dominant one. I am the one.
That's how I feel when we go to the store and I'm like, they're tapping my card at the end with the money that you sent me.
Nicola is like,
I got you.
I got you.
I got this. Meanwhile, he's bagging the groceries and I'm like, with the card, with the money that he sent me.
No, honestly, like, and the like, she was really giving.
I get
like
that.
You know, like dominant. So like, bag. I was just like, yo, I generally straight away thought, I was like, she bought the bag, she bought you your shoes, she bought you your pants. You know, like, you know, like, there is, like, take for example.
But also, he did look a little bit younger.
I think she just looked older because she was a lot more more mature, whatever.
Well, we don't know. Maybe, like, she is older.
Yeah, obviously.
He looked younger.
He did look younger than her. But like, you know, like, I won't mention names, but Nicola will know once I kind of, like, give the scenario. Remember, there was this when back when we were in college, this person was also starting off as an influencer. I'm not going to say. They went as well. And remember when she was blowing up and she was having a lot of money, we could see her getting a lot more money. And she had a boyfriend that she was with for a long time and she was spending a lot of money on him.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about. Yes. Like, there is lots of examples of that, like, in the world. And one thing is, women do tend to treat
men,
like, which is really funny. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, guys always love to say, oh, I had, like, don't get me wrong. All my boys who have money, they treat women good. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I was one of them men. Like, they treat women good, you know?
Yeah.
They'll use a whole salary on women, you know? You know who you are. You know, like, they treat women good. But a lot of guys love to say they're like that, but they don't do that, right? But one thing I have noticed across the board is women who have money and have men in their lives will always treat the men well.
Yes.
They always treat the men well. I have never, like, I have seen more scenarios of men who have money not treating women well than I have ever seen scenarios of women who have money not treating men well.
I agree.
Like, women always, I think because they're very more, like, nurturing. Emotional and nurturing gift givers, they always give guys gifts.
I've seen women who don't have that kind of money still buy stuff for men who have less money still.
Yes.
And like, buy them, like, breakfast or whatever, let them stay over because they don't have a place to stay and, like, all this stuff. Like, I've seen women do that with the little that they have for a man that don't have shit.
Don't
have
shit.
And don't... They'll book the hotel room. Shit.
They'll have Louis Vuitton on the bed. They'll have Amiri on the bed. They'll have PlayStation 5 in the corner, everything, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, she's working in Tesco's.
That's the thing.
You know, like, working McDonald's. That's what I'm
saying. Like, she's saving up for a whole year to do this
for his birthday. And then he's like, here's flowers and some chocolate for your birthday,
no,
baby.
Like, you know, we're seeing this time and time again. Like, if a woman's there for you and you're dating her, whatever, she will go all out for you.
Yeah.
So I don't know why men are complaining. I think they're going after the wrong kind of women. Like, the women who are just...
No, absolutely. There is women. Don't get us wrong, ladies. There are some of you out there that are just...
But they know what they're there for.
Yeah.
They say what they're there for. Like, it's very clear. That's the thing.
Those women are always so very clear about their intention.
I want a hotel with hot tub.
But men... when he hears that, oh my god, I hope you are not listening to this at the moment while you're
in your hot tub.
But no, so, like, those women are very clear about their intentions, but these guys still go after them because, let's be honest, a lot of those women that are like that, they know their worth because they're baddies. Let's be honest. A lot of them are baddies and they know their worth. There's some of you that aren't, they don't look good and you want that treatment. You're delulu. But the ones who are baddies and they know their worth and they're like that, it makes sense. But guys want them because they
ulterior motives.
You know, they're like, oh my god, this girl's so good looking, whatever, whatever. And it's like a, it's a big flex for your ego, you know.
But do you think, like, okay, when they're ready to sell, do you think, like, men, what did we say? Men shoot down? Men settle?
Men shoot up.
Men shoot up.
And women settle.
And women settle. Yes. Okay. That makes a lot more sense in my head. Because yeah. I was like, huh, how's it the other way? Like, you think it's important for men that, like, they're able to show off their partner at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. Like the whole, the trophy wife thing is a real, it's big. Real. It's a big thing, definitely. Yeah. Like, no man wants, like, even as, like, forward and progressive as I am, I would not be with Nicola if I did not think she was, like, better for me and something to show off. Because, I don't want to be with someone that I feel is below me. And that sounds so bad. It sounds so bad, but I don't... Clip. Like, you have to be at least on the same level or above. Like, it does... I don't want someone that I feel is, like, either not as attractive as me or not as, like, whatever. Because, like, then I'm always going to look elsewhere. Because men are definitely weaker creatures than women,
yeah,
without a doubt. And I think we know this. Like, for women,
sexual beings.
Yeah, like, women are more than happy, as long as they are satisfied emotionally, mm-hmm, even if they settle down, they will be happy with you.
And they will be, you know, committed to you.
Yeah, they'll be committed to you. As a man, I'm telling you right now, if a woman was, I perceived her, like, below me, I would find it very hard to stay with her forever. And it sounds terrible, but mm-hmm, I'm being honest.
It sounds very bad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I'm being honest because I know, like, because if I don't find her that attractive, for example, I'm just like, and there's so many other beautiful women around me, like, they're way more attractive than her. And I don't think that, like, I think this girl is actually not as good looking as me. And I don't even think I'm that good looking.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing? I'll always be like, oh my God.
I could be so much better.
Yeah, they're like, there's that one.
But then would you say, like, say you have a moment of weakness and then you give in or whatever, and but that person that you had has given you their world, like, everything. Do you think, like, a lot of men that end up, like, cheating or whatever have, like, a moment of regret, or are they just, like, happy to...
I think it's each their own. Honestly, men are demons. I think it's each their own. It all depends on you as a personality more than what you, like, think about women.
From the way we've talked about, like, men and women, it makes it hard for me to humanize men because it's like they have no feelings. Like, the way you describe, yeah, they have no feelings. However, your friends that I've known and stuff all have feelings.
Yeah, I'm the only one in my friend group that doesn't have feelings. So there is men with
feelings. Like, that's refreshing. That's nice. But the way you kind of make it sound, it's like,
but that's me,
men
though.
They just can't settle for someone. Men,
no, I think that's what all those, like, stupid Fresh and Fit podcasts, whatever.
Maybe you're one of them.
No, I'm not. I think I am truly a man that doesn't have much emotional maturity out there. Like, and I put it out there. But I think a lot of men are, like, little soft boys. You know, little,
I like that.
Little lover boys, little soft boys. You know, and that's just not me. And, but... You know, what you need in your life is just a nice, protective, money-making woman.
Yeah.
You know, they'll take care of you. Can there be me? You boys can enjoy that.
So you're definitely, like, a financial provider. Financial provider, is that the word? Financial provider.
I just don't like owing people things.
But you don't like spending big bucks.
I hate spending money. Yeah. I hate spending money.
So what kind of provider are you then?
I still provide. I just don't like spending money, like, in it. Like, I don't know, guys. I like making money. I don't like spending it.
You know? So it's there.
No, like, it's kind of like a dragon hoarding gold.
We say la saltea.
Yeah.
Which means, like, under your mattress.
Yeah. It's like the dragon's gold. Yeah. You know, like, as in, I definitely, like, the more I grow up, the more I realize I do have a little bit of dragon gold mentality where I do just hoard money just to hoard wealth, just to hoard it. Just to have it. But it comes from a place of, like, honestly, like, poverty. Like, guys, I grew up in Nigeria, in Lagos City. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, there's wealthy people in Lagos. I wasn't one of them. Like, my parents had a tough time. But don't get me wrong, my parents provided a lot for me.
Yeah.
But seeing my parents struggle, mm-hmm, not, like, we were a lot better off, funny enough, in Nigeria, Lagos, initially before than when we came to Ireland. And seeing my parents struggle in Ireland, mm-hmm, and all that has made me be like, I don't want to ever have a situation where I'm struggling.
Then we so keep, like, hoarding, keep hoarding.
You know, so, like, I always have this mentality of, like, I want to always have a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, in my head, that safety net is, like, 10 times the size it needs to actually be. And obviously, I want to be wealthy just, like, because, like, once again, as I said, I'm not a flashy person. I'm not trying to do this, do that. But I just want wealth just to have wealth that if I want to do those things, mm-hmm. I can do those things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's kind of, like, I guess a dilemma I fall into where it's, like, I'm constantly chasing things that I could do and not doing those things. Mm-hmm. But I have, at least, like, I'll have the money to do those things. And maybe I will do some of those things. Because I do some of those things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I have done my own fair share of splurging here and there. Like, I've tried my best. But I definitely do not like spending money. I have never liked spending money. I, like, when Nicola and I first started dating and I had to get
her. You didn't have any.
And I know, but when I had to get you presents, like, for a birthday stuff, I always felt like, oh, no.
Fun fact, you, like, you were spending more then from the little that you had.
Yeah, but now it's like, I think it's because the risks are higher now. As in, like, if we, like, I always have this in my mindset, like, if I lose my job or we go broke, whatever, we're screwed. Like, reality. I'm trying to take care of both of us, you know, like, I've been trying to do that. And so it's like, if I mess up, we're done, you know, like we're actually done, you know, like, and so like, yes, we're better now, but mm-hmm. the fall is much higher.
Yeah.
You know, like, the fall from grace is a lot higher than when we're younger. No, but
I've always respected that. I've never had anything against you not, like, building your wealth, you know, and that's, mm-hmm. like, despite us, like, having a family together, not family together, being together, not being together. I've always been a big, like, proponent for that. Like, do that, build your wealth. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, you're not at a point where you're like, oh, financial freedom, you know? So I think striving for that is good. And in the way, like, the way that you have, even though I'm not financially, like, driven, I feel like it's helped me anyway. So I've gotten to benefit by having, being more educated and, like, investing my money and, like, becoming more conscious of, like, finances and stuff like that. So I think, like, I've always been, like, very pushing for you to continue to do that.
So I can take care of her.
And I get to benefit not only educationally, but also financially, which is phenomenal. Like, it's great. What more could ask for?
Great. What more could she ask for?
Yeah, I think you're a really great example of a man and, like, partner, so.
I think you're great. I think we'll end it off letting you guys know that Nicola's an amazing woman. Shout out to all the amazing women in the world. Not even if you're not cooking for a man or doing whatever for a man and you're doing things for yourself, you're an amazing woman.
Yeah.
I think we need to give women a lot more credit in this world. That's one thing I do truly believe. That's not even a joke. I genuinely do believe we need to give women a lot more credit in the world for a lot of the hardships they go through for us and XYZ. And, you know, like, hug your mom, say you love her, hug your wife, say
they
you love her.
They all birthed us. Like, you know, that in itself, wow.
Your sister, your auntie, your, you know, everyone, like, because
what is it, your uncle?
Boy. We say auntie and uncle, you know, but I like, just honestly show the women in your life a lot more appreciation, because they do a lot, and I think a lot of it does go unrecognized. I think we do need
that's
to
so sweet of
recognize
you.
A lot more, you know, like, this would have actually been a great episode to put right after what's it called, International Women's Day, but that's already last week, so. Enjoy what
I
you
mean,
got
we weren't
now.
Meant to be here.
We were meant to be. The literal introduction of this was Tea Time Tea Club, guys. I don't know if you got that, but, like, this was meant to be part of the Patreon, but we flipped the script halfway through.
And it's a new setting, so.
Yeah, so, like, you know, enjoy this. And at least you can see, maybe you're interested in Patreon. Like, don't get me wrong. This is the first time I actually did it. Like, we always do the stories. But this kind of, like, chillness.
This conversation
is a lot more informal. This is what the Patreon kind of
And the thing
gets.
Is, like, the story times that we share, we end up relating to
Yeah, exactly.
Our own
and
stories,
we just talk.
So
and
it is like this, but with stories.
With stories. So you still get, literally the best of both worlds. So, like, if you want to go support us, we really appreciate it. Honestly, it means a lot. And we'll see you guys next week.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share.
The whole thing.
Till next time.
Peace.